This is a real tag team presentation, so we'll hand straight over to Del. As I mentioned at the beginning, we'll hold off questions until the end of the four presentations.
Okay, my part in this joint presentation will talk about the Murdoch environment, our shared bibliographic database, and how this affects our OPAC management processes. I'll also briefly outline an OPAC redesign process we went through late in 2005 and finish by noting a couple of themes for future OPAC development at Murdoch. Now, the shared bibliographic database, this is basically the physical sites and the data types we have. Murdoch Library hosts bibliographic data from the City of Rockingham Libraries and from the Mandurah Senior College Library at the Peel Education Campus. We have three City of Rockingham sites. One's purely a public library, one is a shared public and high school library, and the third site's a tripartite public library, Challenger TAFE and Murdoch University site. This latter site is our Rockingham Campus Library, and it's managed by Murdoch University Library on behalf of the other two partners. The Peel Education Campus Library is a shared senior high school, Challenger TAFE and Murdoch University Library, and library services there are managed by Mandurah Senior College on behalf of the other two partners. So we have different data sources and different reporting requirements, which lead to some issues for ongoing OPAC management. Some of the main ones of these are that the circulating State Library of WA collection requires weekly file loads of advance order data, which is brief bibliographic records, as well as exchange data files of full bibliographic records. For high school use, we have the school's catalogue information service subject headings, which we index quite separately from the more standard Library of Congress subject headings. The annual call statistics returns for universities, we need to be able to separate out details of the university titles and copies from the mix and accurately report on numbers. A similar process must be achievable for public library reporting to the State Library of Western Australia on both local City of Rockingham owned stock as well as the circulating State Library stock. And quality control, actually there were not as many issues as we initially anticipated, although there's a lot more duplicate bib records in the database than we would ideally like. The use of scopes or views of the data actually minimises the effect of these duplicate records for our catalogue users. Before any changes to the OPAC occur, all of the stakeholders must be involved in our decision making, and the presentation of the data must be suited to a wide range of users, from preschoolers to our postdoctoral research fellows. Murdoch, we use Innovative Interfaces Millennium software along with the State Library of WA, UWA and Edith Cowan. So we use scopes to control OPAC views of the underlying bib data, which are hopefully appropriate to the various user groups that we deal with. The process of managing OPAC change at Murdoch, a major role is played by what we've termed the Murdoch Millennium User Group, which meets every 2 months. It's chaired by the library's IT coordinator, and members are drawn from all levels of library staff who are considered to be our functional experts, plus representatives from the different stakeholders. At Murdoch, this group reports to another group, which is called the Strategic Quality Improvement Forum. That's the next level up the chain. The responsibilities of the Millennium User Group include the assessment of new software releases, decisions on timing any software upgrade installations, and which new features in particular that we want to implement. Also, the timing of hardware installation, if that's a prerequisite before we upgrade the software. This group also assesses new products for suitable functionality and, where appropriate, will recommend purchase of new products. Any feedback received from library staff or library users may be referred to this group for consideration of any wider implications and a joint agreement on any changes affecting our various user populations has to be reached by consensus. The OPAC redesign project that we went through in the fourth quarter of last year, before we could actually start this, before we could commence working on the redesign, we had to move the City of Rockingham web pages out of our staging directory, which, as Lisa's mentioned, this is sort of INAPAC speak for a test bed where we could assess changes. Once this staging directory area was freed up, we had an area to test how the change catalogue screens would actually display to our users. The basic principles are, as you see there, we had to maintain a consistent style with the library web pages, which were revamped late in 2004, in terms of colours, font, and the banner that had to flow through. We decided we wanted to use standard innovative interfaces templates and amend them. We did not have the staff or the time to do any ground-up web page design. We wanted all of our main search options to be on the front OPAC screen so that users got the information with a minimum of click-throughs. And obviously we had a major consideration of the diverse group of catalogue users, especially as far as the Rockingham Regional Campus Library site was concerned, which uses the university scope or view of the overall collection for searching the catalogue, although the majority of users there are actually public patrons of all ages rather than university students. This was what we started with. This was the old catalogue page, which is looking a bit dated. The new catalogue pages turned out like this. They went live about the middle of December last year. It's basically the standard III design with the library's banner at the top, with a search box area defined by an upper and lower band of colour towards the top of the screen. The types of search available are listed on the left of that search box, which hopefully you can see the drop-down menu there headed by keyword. Again, keyword was decided by consensus that was the most useful default search if people wanted to go straight in without getting that pull-down menu of choices to do various searches. In the middle of the area, you've got the various scopes that are available. All collection scopes are listed on this first screen as shown here in this listing. The scopes do overlap in content to various degrees, and exclusions or inclusions in a particular scope are determined by location coding. On the far right of that area, there is a button that's called Advanced Search, and users can click through to this screen here where they've got the option for Boolean searches and various other more advanced, I guess, options. Back to the new catalogue entry screen again. Underneath that search box area, information is presented in three columns. The leftmost column is headed Guided Searches, and this was included as Rockingham Regional considered it their users wanted and were used to going to specific search pages with more information about that particular option rather than entering search terms directly into a box. The middle column has links to our reserve and electronic course materials and also an option to search other library catalogues. And on the far right, the new books are displayed. If this was a live connection, you'd see a rotating display of cover images from this week's New Books display, and clicking on any one of those changing cover images would take you to the bib record for that particular title. Now, some of the issues we addressed during the project, there was a lot of discussion about radio buttons versus the drop-down menu boxes. The radio buttons were initially favoured by Rockingham, but they were going to carry through every single scope and would have to be shared by all partners. And additionally, their use would have required substantial script changes, which we did not feel we had the time or the staff to do. And a number of staff felt that they gave a more cluttered look to the screen. So the final consensus was to use the drop-down menu boxes. The guided searches, as previously mentioned, this heading was included to cater for those users who wanted or expected more information about the types of searches available. Colour, we wanted to remain distinctly Murdoch and yet not conflict with the City of Rockingham OPAC pages. To illustrate this, the equivalent Rockingham City catalogue, or the front catalogue screen, is shown here. Now, the same bibliographic data underlies this OPAC, but it's basically the same structure, but quite a different look. They've chosen a different way of going about things. Again, their search options are listed on the left of that search box area. They've chosen to designate simple keyword rather than keyword. Their scopes are listed in the central area of that main search box with the various options that their users can choose. And on the far right, the advanced search button will flick their users through to that same screen I showed earlier for Boolean searching or more detailed searching. The bottom of that central area, I don't know if you can see that, an option called Kids Online, which is the graphic interface for preschoolers that we've implemented, and clicking on that will take you to this start screen for the Kids Online. Now, back to some of the issues that we did address during the project. The short time frame, the project had around 10 to 12 weeks maximum to complete. The redesign had to be finalised prior to revising our online information literacy tutorials, which were required for commencing first trimester students in mid-January, very shortly after we came back from the Christmas New Year shutdown. And this tight timeline mandated a real minimum of any face-to-face meetings. Most discussions and decisions were arrived at using email between a core group of staff who were looking at changes on the staging directory. The book cover images, this was part of getting more colour into the catalogue. We subscribed late last year to cover images from Syndetic Solutions. As we host public library data, we had to obtain two separate quotes from Syndetics, one for the academic component of the collection and one from the public collection component, and we had to negotiate funding for this service with the City of Rockingham. A little bit more about the changing cover image display, which you can't see, unfortunately. The live connection's controlled by a JavaScript which uses ISBNs to connect to the image files on the Syndetics server in somewhere in the US. I don't even know where it's located, but it's been a popular feature. Clicking on those cover images will take you direct to the bib record for more information. So where a cover image is available, it's incorporated within the standard bib image, bib record display. And now, quickly, on to future directions. At the moment, we want to establish RSS feeds for new books, for example. We have several new books lists that we'd like users to be able to select from and possibly set up a few more new subject-specific feeds for them to choose. There's been, just recently, there's been a lot of ongoing discussions at Murdoch about how we communicate and interact with our users. What is their preferred communication method amongst themselves, hence the blogs and the wikis. Most of the current crop of undergraduates are these iGen users, and we're really looking at how we communicate library news or developments to this cohort. And more bibliographic data will be loaded, a new set from a special government department library, the Department of Agriculture and Food, WA, which we will more than likely be loading early next year to give us a new partner in this shared database. And that is it from me.
Let's thank Del. And we'll